Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Peggy Thompson of Beringer Ingelheim. Back with Dr. Thompson in just a moment.
Can-Am off-road vehicles are built for this. And right now, farmers and ranchers can receive a $1,500 rebate off select 2019 Defender models, so you can become built for this, too. Built for what? Built for getting through the workday and the seven-day work week. Built for whatever it takes, whenever you need it. Get to your local Can-Am dealer today for a rebate up to $1,500 on select 2019 Defender models. Hurry, this offer won't last long.
Visit your local Can-Am dealer today. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Our own Carson Horn had the opportunity to sit down recently and talk with Dr. Peggy Thompson, Cattle Professional Services Veterinarian for Beringer Ingelheim. And one of the things they got into a conversation about was the Veterinary Feed Directive, now in effect, has been for a little over a year.
In talking with veterinarians, now that it's been in effect for a year, the VFD, they are having more touches with those customers and how they're utilizing those antibiotics in the feed. So I think for the cattle industry in itself, and hopefully the government's excited that we, the veterinarians, are having more input and help with those antibiotics that are going in the feed. The process has been a little confusing for most, but I think at this point in time, we can say that everybody knows that that's what's expected, that they have to work with their veterinarian to feed anything that's a feed-grade antibiotic. And so to me, anytime we can bring that kind of a practice in line with veterinarians, so veterinarians have oversight, then that's going to be great for our industry.
After recent mergers, Dr. Thompson tells us that Beringer Ingelheim has a very robust beef cattle portfolio available for producers.
On the cattle side, I would say Beringer Ingelheim is mainly focused on prevention. So we have many different vaccines that we can help producers work with their veterinarians and use for their vaccine protocols. We also are in the parasiticide business, so trying to keep those cattle as clean as possible as it's when we're talking about internal parasites. And then we are playing a little bit on the antibiotic side, and we're really trying to focus on the right thing to do with those antibiotics and making sure that our veterinarians and producers are using them in the best way possible.
You talked about that judicious use of those. You know, what is a way that a producer knows that they're being judicious?
So producers that are trying to practice judicious use of antibiotics basically just means use the antibiotics when you have to. And along with that is following label directions, making sure we're given the correct dose in those cattle. We want to use them appropriately and when they should be used as far as timing is concerned. I would say that most producers in this cattle industry are already doing that, but we're just trying to get the message out of how important it is to follow those label directions. Producers definitely need to get on board with this judicious use of antibiotics. And I truly believe most producers are using antibiotics just when they're appropriate. But anytime we can have the veterinarian work a little more closely with those producers, then we can know that those antibiotics are being used correctly at the right dosage and following withdrawal times, which is super important to consumers.
Another good step, I think, would be to have a good herd health program. So when they're working with their veterinarians, what are some of the questions you would suggest a producer talk to them about?
I would say when producers are working with their veterinarians, they need to have these conversations around what to do when their cattle do get sick. And so cattle are going to get sick just like humans get sick. And again, the focus for most people is around prevention. So they need to have those conversations with their veterinarians about what's the best prevention protocol for those calves, whether that's involving vaccines or dewormers. But then they also need to say, okay, doc, what do I do when I get a calf that's sick? And have that veterinarian involved in maybe first-line treatment antibiotic and whether we're going to treat them another time or sometimes you might just have to choose not to treat them. So to me, those are things that they should be having with discussions with their vets.
Veterinarian Dr. Peggy Thompson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.